Hi there. Today I'm
Hello.
here with, oh no, that's actually not the regular podcast. I'm here with Michal, and we are going to talk about Stellview, but not like in a regular podcast format, but we released the Stellview version 0.5 just 2 weeks ago, and we are going to iterate over where we are, what we are planning to do, and what went good and what went actually south. Michal, how's it going?
Hello, pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Still pumped about our Halloween release 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was sometime in the making, but we managed to release on the Halloween. So that was nice.
Okay, let us quickly reiterate over what Stellview actually is.
Yeah, so basically Stellview is a Python framework which makes deployment to AWS much, much easier. That's the one sentence headline, or as we have on the website, AWS for Python made easy. So that's it, pretty much.
Okay, how does it differ from other tools like CDK?
Yeah, so the main difference between the Stellview and CDK or Terraform or Pulumi is that Stellview is developer focused, while those other tools are more infra or DevOps focused. So the CDK Pulumi basically allows you to do everything, like totally everything in AWS, but that usually means that you need to know a lot and you need to configure everything. And they are designed from the perspective of infrastructure people or DevOps people. Stellview takes a different approach and it's trying to focus on developers. So it has a developer, Python developer specifically in mind, and is designed in the way so that it's very easy for developers to actually set up infrastructure. Ideally in a way that infrastructure kind of disappears or it's more like, you know, really in the background of what you are actually doing.
Yeah, I jumped on the train by implementing something like a static website component, which actually is a great example of showing the differences, because that's a high level component you won't find in any other infrastructure as code tool. You just go, okay, this is my static website, and in the background it deploys, I don't know, the CloudFront distribution, your S3 bucket for storing those files. It helps you calling like your build process and stuff like that. So to me, it's most about like these high level components, I would say.
Yeah, these high level components, the static website is, I think, the first one, and we plan to have more. But once they are based on the existing, you know, S3 component, for example, and even those are much easier than what you find in CDK or Pulumi. And that's the beauty of the Stellview, that if you have good base level components, it's very easy to compose them into higher level components. Even if you take like Lambda, to actually deploy Lambda in Pulumi or CDK, I'm not saying it's a rocket science, but you know, you need to think of a lot of things. You need to package the code, you need to set up IAM permissions, and then if you need layers or dependencies, that's another work you need to do. And even this is much, much easier in Stellview. So again, we try to make the basics easy, and if you make basics easy, it's much, much easier to build composable components on top of them.
Yeah, and this is actually like a good pattern in general, like composability of your stuff. I think it's just a game changer on how to think about infrastructure, how to think about AWS. I like the way you put it at some point, like you don't have to be an AWS expert to use Stellview, but it's very likely that you become one if you're using it.
Hopefully, yes. So, you know, AWS or also other cloud providers, you know, you need to kind of know what they have so you can use it. So it's not like you cannot assume it's a one machine or one server and you just put stuff there. So you need to have some basic knowledge. But it doesn't mean you need to be expert. And the Stelvio tries to give you reasonable defaults. Usually you can set up stuff in 2-3 lines. Then if you need to, you know, tweak something, you slowly learn more. So the idea is that you don't have to be expert to start. You just need to be curious to start, and you become expert as you use it, which I think is the best approach for generally everything. Yeah. You learn by doing and slowly expanding your knowledge rather than studying for a long time and so you can actually start.
Absolutely. And man, do we learn a lot of stuff by doing all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing a lot of AWS lately. I mean, I'm doing something on AWS for like 10 years or something or nine. But the last 3 years, really a lot. And I thought I'm at the point like I know a lot. But doing Stelvio, I can tell you, you know, now I know much, much more. And I'm learning like crazy. Every time I implement something, you need to go into details because in Stelvio, we want to basically follow best practices and do the stuff properly with the same default and so on and so on. So it takes a lot of research to actually get stuff done.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever component I work on, and I'm sure it's similar with you, more than half of the time is actually learning and researching the proper way of doing stuff rather than actually implementing the component.
Yeah. And then another third of the time goes into like, okay, how can we make that simple?
Yeah, that's IP
only,
design. Yeah.
Only the last 10%. Yeah. Absolutely.
What to include, what not to include, how to name, you know, the properties even or functions and all that stuff. Yeah. Not to mention testing, which is a whole other time sink.
So then let's recap. So we released the 0.5 version, codename Halloween.
Yeah.
Right on Halloween.
Of course.
What did we achieve there?
Yeah, so it was over 2 weeks ago, and I have to tell you, I'm not sure I get everything from my head, but there was a static website component, right, which you did.
Yeah.
There was a DynamoDB streams, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And what else, actually? I have to look it up. Because my head is already in the version 0.6, so...
Was there Lambda cores?
Oh, yeah. There was Lambda cores, and there was Lambda... not Lambda cores. It was API Gateway cores. API Gateway authorizers. Which was along on the list, because API Gateway is in Stelvio from version 0.1, from the first released version. And this, you know, this was kind of production kind of stuff you need to actually use Stelvio in production. So I'm very happy I got that done. So now actually the API gateway in Stelvio is fully, you know, supporting production workload in the sense that you can put your API gateway endpoints behind authorizers and you can set up cores. So you can use it.
So what went good? What did we learn?
What did we learn? What went good? Generally, it was good release. Surprisingly, I think your S3 static website component and Dynamo streams were done like 2-3 weeks after version 0.4. But we decided not to release because I really wanted to get those cores and authorizers done, and that was kind of dragging. Because again, it sounds hopefully it's very, very simple to use it in Stelvio, but there is a lot of stuff behind it. So that was dragging a bit in my view. But I think you know, especially the Dynamo streams have a really nice interface. Same goes for the static website. It's really easy to basically just set up static website with really few lines in Stelvio.
Yeah. I mean, I already said that. To me, it was like, super refreshing to do the static website stuff, because it was just like composing Stelvio components, as we said, right? So I really like that experience because it builds up on stuff that we already have. And this is good. What I apparently, like always, I would have loved to include way more features into that static website because it sounds pretty easy. You have a bunch of files and then you host it somewhere, and we achieved that. But on the other hand, there is like a whole rabbit hole to dig into. Like if you like have like, I don't know, URL rewrites, or you want index.html as your index page instead of index.htm, or whatever, you want trailing slashes or not. Those are the settings that are not exposed as of now. I would have loved to do more of those. But yeah, overall, I think it was a very good release. And I had played with the Dynamo streams. They were amazing. Actually, for 0.6, I implemented some very stupid idea of doing WebSockets with DynamoDB streams instead of like using the stuff that AWS provides, and it went well. Actually, that was the funny part. Cool. But it's completely orthogonal to how it is intended to be used, but it worked. So you can already do a lot of things with Stelvio. Yeah. Speaking of which, what's your opinion on like how useful is it already to people? We are at 0.6. It's basically a side project, and maybe people will like, okay, let's wait until it's ready. How ready is it actually? What's your opinion?
I think we made a lot of progress in the past few months. I have to say I'm really glad you joined me because I started this alone, but obviously two of us means we go twice as fast. So that helps a lot. I think currently Stelvio is becoming really, really useful for single developer.
Yeah.
You know, we have support for Lambdas, DynamoDB, API Gateway, which basically means just with these three, which was technically in the first version, but now we just make those better. You can basically set up basic website or basic web service where you can execute your code in Lambda, you can store your data in Dynamo, and you have API Gateway in front of it. So that's like really basics. But now we also have S3 bucket support. So that gives you another storage. You did the static website, which again, if you just want static website, that also works. For example, for your SPA application, you can deploy some JavaScript there and have it call your API Gateway endpoints. And obviously the streams for Dynamo gives you some options for even the driven architecture. So if you are a single developer and you want to, you know, develop some basic web service or website, Stelvio already gives you a lot, I would say. And generally on AWS, technically you deploy for free because, you know, you have a lot of free minutes and free storage, execution time and so on. So for single devs, I think it's already very useful. What we miss right now is better support for teams. So the main thing I think is we store state only locally, but this should be solved in the coming version. And at that point, I think Stelvio will be also very useful for the teams.
Yeah, that's a pain point as of now. Like you can basically use it only on your machine.
But you probably don't want to manually upload your state files into bucket or somewhere else, right? So
yeah, probably.
But that will be solved in the next version.
Okay, let's talk about the next version. I'm super excited about the next version, even more excited than about the Halloween release, because like let's face it, like the Halloween release, it was great, but it also was like, okay, there were a lot of chores, right? We added some services and we completed like the portfolio of services on AWS that are supported in Stelvio. But there were, I mean, we need to do that, but it's not that wow moment. It's just like ticking off items from a list. What's your feeling about the next version then?
Well, next version is less focused on the features, or actually that's wrong. It is focused on the features. It's just not focused on adding more AWS services. So in the next release, we don't really add any new service. Although, I had I really wanted to add maybe some more service, because in my view we still miss like SNS, SQS and all this for me kind of basic stuff.
Not to for,
But
for not
the
to forget like relational databases.
Of course, the ROI at least in the serverless. But we decided, for the next release, we want to focus on making Stelvio better rather than broader. And so instead of adding new services, we wanted to make what we have better. So one of the things obviously is this state sync to the AWS, so teams can start using Stelvio. But I think the coolest thing in the next version is the Live Lambda, which what we have planned is that you can actually basically execute your Lambda code locally. So you write your Lambda and you type stlv dev or stlv something. We will need to figure out exact details or exact name of the command. But idea is that you will be able to debug your Lambda locally. So instead of the usual flow, like I write my Lambda and then I do deploy and I wait until it deploys and then I hit something somewhere and it runs code in the cloud and then maybe I need to look at the logs. Instead of this, you do stlv dev or stlv live. It will in the background it will deploy some magic into AWS. But when you hit that URL or whatever action happens, then it will actually execute your Python code that is locally on your computer. That means you can either
That's so
debug it,
cool.
or if you put any logs, you see all the logs locally. So no more logging into CloudWatch or like, waiting for the deployment and so on and so on. So I think this will really make developing for Lambda much more enjoyable.
This is such an incredible feature. I talked to some people about it, and they were like, okay, why? I was like, well, it saves you time. You don't need to redeploy your Lambda. You can just run them locally. And they were like, how much time is it? And like, to be honest, it doesn't sound much. It's like 10 seconds, maybe. Like the deployment process is like 10 seconds. Maybe a bit more if you have a more complex app, but it adds up. I was playing with Lambdas a lot, like recently, and this 10 seconds, every time you change something, 10 seconds. So this adds up to probably like half an hour a day, by removing that friction. And this is probably the feature I'm most excited about that we will have. And I mean, I most of the stuff I do on AWS, I do as a single developer. So I don't really care about the state sync, like for me personally. But the live Lambda, that would be a bang.
Yeah, totally agree. Again, it is 10 seconds. Well, actually, some it might be 10 seconds or it might be minutes. So, for example, at my day job, we still use AWS CDK. That's not a 10 seconds because you need to deploy the you need to deploy the stack. And of course, you have hot reload, so it can do it a little bit faster, just replacing the code. But deployment is only, in my view, deployment is only half of the issue here. Whether it's 10 seconds or 1 minute, it adds up, as you said, but it's only one part. So that is like you get the code to the cloud, but then you execute the code. And unless unless you are a superhero and you get everything right at the first time, you know, many times you don't. And then you need to like find out what's wrong. And, you know, then you put a lot of like log messages or something, and then you go into CloudWatch and you look at logs, like what data are coming in, what data are coming out, what are the intermediate values, you know, the basic kind of stuff. And that takes a lot of time. And this is another half, maybe it's even bigger half of the whole process for me. You know, you the code executes locally for you. You can set a breakpoint and you can investigate everything. You can print or log or whatever, you know, basically changing code live as compared to, you know, deploying and doing the whole cloud stuff. So for me, this is huge. This is huge. And I'm working with AWS with the team, at my day job. So, you know, I appreciate also the team features, but this is really cool. And this is really big time saver.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would also say enjoyment, your enjoyment of using AWS also goes much higher.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, in general, everything that removes friction is, like, I think of tremendous value for us as, like, an open source project just in the making. So, and there will be another feature that I'm also very excited about that's also about removing frictions. So we set up, like, dev containers and all the stuff to run Stellview within GitHub code spaces. And my personal goal is to get you up and running using Stellview without installing anything locally on your machine within less than 60 seconds.
Yeah, that will be really big, because, you know, if you are not sure what it is, how it works, and you just want to try out, this is the perfect way. In 60 seconds, you can play around and you can deploy something to AWS. And if you like it, obviously you will probably install it locally and so on, but this is a very easy way to try.
Yeah, absolutely. That's super cool. And I tell you what, I already started working on some prototypes for the live debugging stuff on Lambda.
Cool.
And I learned a lot from that. So the first version I did was DynamoDB streams, because that's what was all I had without like creating new Pulumi resources that we didn't have. So I used your DynamoDB streams for that, and it worked. I was able to like deploy a Lambda function to AWS, connect to that Lambda function, and that Lambda function would write that entire request object into DynamoDB. And on my local machine, I could read it out. So apparently that's not at all, not even remotely, how it should be. So I added a further improvement to that and actually used, a real WebSocket connection. And I tell you what, I used Cloudflare for that. Big shout out to them. They have that durable workers. It worked like a charm. I had a Cloudflare worker that would take the request in, send it to the WebSocket connection. On my local machine, I had something that runs the Python code locally and sends back the request. All that happening while the Cloudflare worker is waiting. And then directly responds with the response from your local machine. I tell you what, I used TypeScript for that because it's just easier to use on Cloudflare. So that's not Python, sorry. It took me less than 300 lines of code on the Cloudflare side. So big shootout to them, that worked like a charm. But it's still not the way how we intend to have it work, because I think our intention is that you don't even have to use a third-party service, but you can have all of that deployed to your own AWS account. So right now I'm playing with AWS IoT to make WebSockets work. Apparently, everything that you have in AWS is way more low level, so there's lots of configuration involved. I don't have that version working. We have our proof of concept. I'm pretty sure that Live Lambdas will make it to 0.0.6.
Yeah, hopefully. I count on that. I will join you in this endeavor of implementing Live Lambda. But now I have function URLs on the plate. So, but after that, I will join you with this Live Lambda. So we make sure that we deliver before Christmas. Yeah.
You made me deliver on Halloween already, and now you say it's Christmas?
Yeah, of course, the Halloween release, and then it's a Christmas release, right? And we can discuss the next one, but next one I think should be on the anniversary of the Stelvio, which is 31st of January.
31st of January, right into the new year. I was hoping for an Easter release.
Well, yeah, that might be the next one. Yeah.
that's probably the one after. So that would be 0.8, right?
So it looks like we have a plan, right? So 0.6 Christmas, 0.7 will be 31st. That might be smaller because it's just 1 month after Christmas. And then Easter is another 2 months, I guess, end of March this year, or beginning of April. It looks like we have lined it up.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, apparently we talked a lot about these things. We do have a roadmap linked in the repository. But there is also one other point that I want to talk about. This is what we call that early explorer program.
Yeah.
So what's that?
So basically, the early explorer program is our offer to basically, I would say, to the people who want to explore Stelvio and give it a chance, maybe hopefully in production or on the real workload. And what we offer there is you will get basically a support directly from us. So you will not be hanging just with documentation, although we try to make documentation very good. But if you want like live support from us, you think Stelvio is nice and cool and then it could help you deliver your application faster. We are offering our help to give you any support you need. So we might have, you know, initial call or kind of onboarding and answer any questions, give you any details, and then be in touch in case you need any help or you have any issues, and we will try to resolve them and fix bugs for you basically as you report them as soon as possible to make sure that your experience with Stelvio is enjoyable and it does work for you. And as a consequence of this, obviously, we will consider any feedback from you to be, a higher priority because we know that you are actually trying to use Stelvio in production.
Yeah. And one thing to add.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, I think so. Just one thing to add is that doesn't only apply to support. But we are also open to change the roadmap based on the feedback that we get. So if there is something, some larger team saying, okay, we definitely need this before that, we are open to discussing the priorities on the roadmap. I think
that's, of course,
very important for people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If you say I have this big project, but I really, really need Aurora or I need SQS, that might move it in our priority list much, much higher, and we do it so we can use Stelvio and yeah.
So we really try to do the open source spirit and really listening to users. So that's definitely something you should check out. We put the link below, but it's very easy. It's stelvio.dev/EE for early explorers. And it's just aligned. It's not early adopters, it's early explorers. to align with that, let's say, Alpine theme of Stelvio.
Yeah. But we should also mention that this is completely free. So Stelvio is Apache license and is open source and always will be open source. And this early explorer program is also free of charge. So we will do any help for you for free.
Yeah, and it will remain free of charge for the entire time. And it's not only for teams, but it's also like if you're a developer like trying to use Stelvio on your own, you're more than welcome to hit the button on the website. It's again stelvio.dev/EE.
Yep.
Michal, back to work now. There's a lot of stuff on our list to make 06 happen before Christmas.
Yeah, we didn't even mention everything which is on our list. Let's
again,
focus
we have the roadmap on our repository. It's linked right in the README. Check that out and reach out if you like. We are happy to answer any questions or take any feedback.
Cool.
Thank you, Michal.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.